Presidential nominee Mitt Romney was amended Tuesday to list Utah instead of Massachusetts as his location. The change appears to confirm media reports suggesting Romney is considering a run for Senate in the seat occupied by GOP Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. Former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz shares his thoughts on just how popular Romney is in Utah.
He's going to win, and I think he'll be actually a really good senator, but the relationship with Donald Trump, that's going to be fun to watch.
Doug Jones was the first Alabama Democrat elected to the Senate in a quarter century. The big question everyone has, left or right, where is Senator Jones going to fall on the political spectrum? Take a listen as he answers that question.
I'm hoping to be a good senator. I don't think that's a partisan issue. I think being a good senator is a bipartisan issue. That's what I want to be.
Jones took the seat once held by Attorney General Jeff Sessions down in Alabama. Also sworn in today was Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith. She replaces Al Franken, who resigned last month due to sexual misconduct allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
And with a look at some of the stories going on in the world, we head over to USA Radio Network's UN correspondent Luke Vargas.
China's foreign ministry is encouraging the U.S. and North Korea to seize on a diplomatic opening and engage in peace talks. That message comes a day after South Korea proposed holding negotiations next week. Contrast that with remarks by U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, made it clear talks without preconditions were off the table.
North Korea can talk with anyone they want, but the U.S. is not going to recognize it or acknowledge it until they agree to ban the nuclear weapons that they have.
Foreign Ministry spokesperson Geng Shuang also responded to a Wednesday morning tweet by President Trump in which the U.S. president bragged about the size of his nuclear button, saying that, quote, "We hope that the two sides can resume dialogue and build mutual trust at an early date, rather than provoke and call out each other." And researchers investigating violent crime in Germany have linked increased crime rates with migrant arrivals in the state of Lower Saxony. The study, commissioned by Germany's Family Ministry, observed a more than 10% increase in violent crime reports in 2015 and 2016. But instead of recommending migrants be expelled, the study urged the German government to invest more on integration efforts and overseas assistance. Germany let in roughly 1.2 million migrants between 2015 and 2016, a number that fell to around 200,000 in 2017.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where you get a chance to hear firsthand how they have overcome obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I welcome you here today as we welcome back an old friend, a good friend who's been with us before, and we're just so pleased to have him back because Michael Mondavi is not only a success story on his own, he has really lived a very interesting life. I'm sure you recognize the name Mondavi. It is an iconic name in the world of wines, and he has a tremendous and rich family history story to share with us. And also, we're going to find out what he's doing today as the founder and coach of Folio Fine Wine Partners, a new venture started just several years ago, and it looks like it's taken off wonderfully. Michael, welcome back to Legends of Success, my friend.
Well, John, it's a pleasure to be back, and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Before we get into the business side of things, Michael, and your history, I think it's only appropriate that we stop for just a moment to honor a great man. That was your father, Robert Mondavi, who passed away in 2008, just shy of his 95th birthday.
Yeah, well, it was essentially 3 weeks before his 95th birthday, and we and he were blessed in the fact that we had such a long, healthy, and vibrant life with my father. He was a taskmaster to work for. He was a perfectionist and really helped develop the fine wine business of California.
He sure did. And Robert Mondavi, you hit the nail on the head, and he raised the bar. He really brought the ability for California wines to compete worldwide, did he not, Michael?
Absolutely. And in fact, one thing, the first few years in working with him after we started in 1966 with just three employees, we had really his vision and experience and my energy. And even if we were doing better than all the competition, he was not happy. He was not satisfied with just being a little better. He wanted to constantly learn, constantly improve, and that was really a very, very valuable lesson for me to learn, because if you strive in that direction, you'll constantly be growing and stay current.
Oh, that's such wonderful words of wisdom. You know, and we hear this time and time again, Michael, from some of our wonderful guests we've had on. They're all my heroes, and that's why we pick them on Legends of Success to invite them on. We're blessed to have them here. But everybody that I've had on who has really worked hard and built a successful business with their team, they're never satisfied. When I say never satisfied, Michael, I think we got an ounce of being a little sick, all of us, because we're always pushing. We need to exceed our perceived grasp, don't we?
Right. It was interesting, and particularly if people are in family businesses, this may be helpful to them. The first few years that I worked with my father, I felt that I could never please him. I felt that he was always complaining that I wasn't doing a good enough job. What I finally discovered was that he kept raising the bar.
Oh.
And it wasn't that he was complaining that I wasn't doing the job. He was complaining that we could do better together.
Wow.
And so for siblings working for parents or uncles, as you get pushed by the older generation of, oh, you've got to do this better, don't take it personally. Take it as a very positive challenge for not just you, but for the team to constantly excel and learn and do better every single day.
No question about it. And, you know, as soon as you become complacent, complacency is the enemy of the entrepreneur, is it not?
Complacency is the death of an entrepreneur. As soon as you start to take it easy, the world will start to catch up and go past you.
Mm.
There's not quite. And again, you've got to always remember. I remember interviewing William Lauder when he was, I believe, chief operating officer of the Estee Lauder companies. And, you know, Leonard Lauder and Evelyn Lauder are beautiful parents to the kids, but they're drivers.
Absolutely. I had the pleasure of meeting them years ago, and I was so impressed that they were never, ever totally satisfied where they were or with any of their individual products. They always wanted to improve them, even if it's a slight improvement, whether it's in the quality of the product itself, the packaging, the image. They were constantly looking at each of those areas.
And these are common threads we find with all the classic family-owned businesses and other business enterprises that, you know, there are certain characteristics and attributes that will never change as far as driving forward.
Absolutely. If you focus on that and also understand a little thing called cash flow, then you can be very successful. If all you worry about is how cheaply can I produce this, or how much can I save and not spend in marketing or promotion or selling, you might escape for a while, but unless you're the low-cost producer, you really need to focus on the best, the best, the best.
Well, we had just mentioned that last week. We had Jim Amos on, who was the chairman of Mailboxes, et cetera, before they sold the UPS store. And we talked about never being satisfied, but always adapting to change and moving forward. And one of the things I've noticed behind your name, it's not founder and CEO, it's founder and coach. And you love to coach people, don't you, Michael?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, what I wanted to do, particularly with our new company, because I'm 65 years old, I was 61 when we began it, I wanted to empower the younger people in the company. And instead of my making the key decisions, I wanted to confer with them, brainstorm various ideas, and then put the responsibility on them to make the decisions. And you never make a perfect decision. And so after you begin implementing that decision, let's look at it and how can we improve and tweak it as we go forward. And so I feel that my job in the last couple of years being founder and coach, I am doing a far better job of building the future entrepreneurs in our company.
I love it. And you know, that's what it's all about, the teamwork, the communication, the sharing of experience of growing a business, all on a flat level, all on the same level. But before we go back into the history of where you've come from, give me, if you would please, a snapshot overview of Folio Fine Wine Partners and what really is your differentiator in your market segment.
Okay, the main job that Folio Fine Wine Partners is we are an importer of wines produced by some of the best wine-producing families in Italy, Spain, Austria, and New Zealand. Mm-hmm. We have the responsibility for the marketing, the public relations, and the sales of their wines exclusively throughout the United States. We also have a small vineyard and winery here in Napa Valley, and we produce wines that compete with some of the top wines in Napa Valley as well. So we're an importer and a producer of and marketer of fine wines.
Absolutely. So the goal here is you're not looking to grow for growth's sakes. You're very focused on quality growth and smart growth. And when we get back in a little while, we're going to talk more about those strategies, Michael. And I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, to take us back to the beginning. Really, when you went into business, you are actually the co-founder of the Robert Mondavi Winery Company with your father. And let's see what lessons we can learn about how you build a successful business, the successes, the mistakes, and what strategies you have to offer others. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today is Michael Mondavi, the founder and coach of Folio Fine Wine Partners. He's been with us before. We always learn some great wisdom from him. So I recommend that any entrepreneur take out a pen and paper. He's always got a lot for us. You're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back with more of Michael Mondavi right after this.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we're visiting with our friend Michael Mondavi, the founder and coach of the recently established in 2004 Folio Fine Wine Partners. Michael, as I mentioned before the break, was the co-founder in 1966, along with his father, Robert Mondavi, of the Robert Mondavi Winery, one of the biggest iconic names ever in the history of the wine business. And their differentiator was with a driving personality like Robert, who is really very strong. Not that Michael isn't. They raised the benchmark for California wines to compete with the world. And Michael, previous to that, California wines weren't really accepted or respected as some of the internationals. Am I right?
Well, California wine was considered, if you're going to have a Vin Ordinaire, a red or a white, you can have California. If you want a high-quality wine, you have to go to France, or below France was Italy. Mm-hmm. But California was not considered among the great wine-producing countries. It's kind of interesting because in the 1890s World Fair in Paris, two Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignons won the gold medals best of show above even the great wines of Bordeaux.
Wow.
So back in the 1800s, California had a very small wine-producing area, but it had gained probably more international recognition for wine than it did domestic reputation for wine.
Mm. I think it's all in the perception back then and even now.
Well, the problem, even in the mid-60s, the wine industry was considered port, sherry, or muscatel. More wine was consumed by, excuse me for putting it this way, the alcoholics, the drunk, the winos in the street then were consumed by people with enjoying a meal. 82% of all wine sold in America in the mid-60s was port, sherry, or muscatel. Only 18% was what we consider wine today, dry table wine.
Well, isn't that, hasn't that been one of the differentiators going all the way back to your grandparents, that you always wanted to create a great food wine?
That's correct. My grandmother was a spectacular cook, and she didn't call herself a chef. She was just the grandmother cooking in the kitchen, and she would try to use good local ingredients, and wine was not a luxury to the Italian immigrants back then. Wine was a staple of the table. And they went in the summer when it was really warm. They didn't have air conditioning back then. They would just put a little few chips of ice from the 25-pound block of ice in their isobaxa, put that in a Mary Ellen's jam and jelly jar, and fill it half with red wine, half with water, and that would be their beverage for the meal.
Oh, wow. I love it. Well, when you first, you've learned a lot of lessons from a couple of generations, but going back to 1966, Michael, when you and your father went into business, this wasn't like it was a well-pre-planned idea. You got kind of got thrown in opening up your own business, didn't you?
We did. In fact, my senior year at the university, I was coming home for Thanksgiving, and my father essentially said, well, you know, the plans we had of my continuing at the Charles Krug Winery and of you working for a year and then spending a year or two working at wineries in Europe to learn the business before you joined the Charles Krug Winery, which was owned by my father, uncle, and grandparents, my father said, I have just been removed. I've been fired from my position, and I've been told there's no position for you at the family business either. So we either have to go look for a job or we have to start our own company.
What happened?
Father and I literally took a folding card table and two card table chairs, and it was a beautiful Thanksgiving weekend, and we went out under a couple of the oak trees on the lawn and sat down and started planning out how we could build and create a new, very small fine wine company. And the big problem was getting the financing.
Can I interrupt you 1 second before we just go there? I hate to do that. What do you mind me asking what happened that your father got removed from the company?
Oh, what happened is that my father and my uncle had a disagreement. My uncle said that he was spending too much money in buying very high-quality wines so he could compare the wines of Europe with the wines of California at restaurants, and therefore my uncle said, you must be stealing from the company. These meals are so expensive and the wine is so expensive. And my father took that as a personal offense and said, if you call me a thief again, I'll hit you. And he called him a thief again.
And he hit him.
My father hit him. And my grandmother found out about that and said, I cannot allow my children who were children, hell, they were in their 50s, fist fighting. And so she chose to have my father leave the company because he's the one that struck his brother.
Amazing story. And as I think back, I think you said to me before, Mike, we were together, that Peter was not the risk taker that your father, your uncle's name was Peter, correct?
Correct.
And your father, Robert, was more of a risk taker, an entrepreneur, and Peter was more, he was more introverted. As far
he was much more conservative. He was and is to this day, as 94 years of age, he is to this day still a great winemaker. And he was really, if you relate it to the restaurant business, he was the chef, and my father was the maitre d'. One was the inside guy, the other the outside guy. My grandmother also said, you know, Bob, you're willing to take risk. It's easier for you to make it on the outside. You go on the outside. Peter will stay here.
Unbelievable. Well, you at that point, I remember you telling me, you said, Dad, what are we going to do? And your father gave you a very inspirational quote about the glass being full. Do you remember what that was?
Well, yeah, it's very simple. He said, you know, Michael, the glass is not 90% empty. It's 10% full. And we can have it go 20, 30, 50% full if we just produce great wines and let people taste them and compare them with the great wines of the world, and they'll see how good our Napa wines really are.
And when you started out, from my recollection, was there a lot of money? There wasn't much money to start a new business, was there, Michael?
We had 100% debt. The banks would not loan my father or I money because my father lived in the home on the Charles Krug property, so there was no home for equity. The only equity he had were three kids and a wife and the clothes they had, and that was it. So no banks would loan him money. $50,000 was loaned by a family friend, and another friend loaned my father $50,000, and so with our $100,000, that was our investment in the company, and it was 100% debt.
That is really. Were you scared? Was he scared?
We were scared to death. I had the award of being the lowest paid college graduate from Santa Clara University for the first 5 years we were going, because I started out at $600 a month as a college graduate in 1966, and that's all we could afford to pay me the first 3 or 4 years.
Did you believe you're going to make it?
I was determined we were going to make it. We knew that if we could produce the quality that would compare with the great wines of the world, we would be able to get there. Now, one way we did it was we sold about half of our production in tank cars to other wineries, so that would help our cash flow and allow us to then age the other half in oak barrels so they could get beautifully mature before they were bottled. And that allowed us to manage both the cash flow of the business and the quality and aging time cycle that took 3 years before you'd sell your Cabernet.
I imagine there were times in those first few years that you must have looked at each other and said, I don't know if we're going to make it till the next week. Did you have moments like that?
Oh, we did. And in fact, once in 1971, I had to go to Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Detroit and ask the three wholesalers who sold our wines in those markets if they would give me an advance and pay us for wines before we shipped the wines, because we were running out of cash and we were going to potentially be in a default position if they didn't do that. And fortunately, they had the faith in us to go forward and paid us in advance for our wines, and we were able to barely squeak by at that point.
Absolutely incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is Legends of Success. We're visiting with Michael Mondavi, a true icon. His family's an icon. He is an icon in this industry. We're learning lessons you'll get nowhere else. We'll be right back on Legends of Success with more of Michael Mondavi.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com.
USA Radio News.
I don't think it does anything to the president's base. The base and the people that supported this president supported the president and supported his agenda. Those things haven't changed. The president's still exactly who he was.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders discussing the ongoing war of words between President Donald Trump and his former chief White House strategist, Steve Bannon. This all started with excerpts from a new book, which comes out next Tuesday, detailing some of the inner workings of the White House and the run-up to President Trump's election. President Trump then responded today with a lengthy statement, partly which read, when Steve Bannon was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind. Sanders was then asked, when was the last time that Bannon and Trump spoke?
I believe the last conversation took place at the first part of December.
Worth noting, much of the 25-minute press briefing today did focus on what some are calling the Bannon-Trump feud. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master,
right?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising?
how much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
Michael Mondavi is our guest today on Legends of Success. Michael, we're talking in the earlier days. I mean, you grandmother booted you and your father out because your dad didn't get along with his brother Peter. Two different philosophies on how to run a business. You had no money. You had to really scrimp, save, and survive. And were there any specific lessons in the beginning of starting up that business that you can recall that would be helpful for us?
Well, when we were just maybe 18 months old, just getting ready to begin our third full harvest, mm-hmm. I was getting the equipment, the crushers, the presses, the pumps, everything ready for the harvest in August. Sure. And the salesperson came by selling lubricants, whether it's oils or food-grade grease. Mm-hmm. And if I bought a combination pack of three cases instead of essentially half a case to one case, which is what we needed that year, I could get a 30% discount. And I said, you know, I'm smart enough to know in, you know, econ class and all that, that I should buy this. And so I bought the three cases. When they were delivered and the bill came in, my father came storming out to the cellar and said, why did you spend all this money? Don't you realize that we need to harbor every dollar we can? We can't afford to buy three cases. See if you can send it back and only buy the one and pay the higher price for the one case. We need to very seriously harbor our cash. And I went, oh, my goodness, I thought I was doing something very intelligent from an econ standpoint, and I'd forgotten the aspect of cash flow, and a dollar here or a dollar there adds up and makes a big difference when you're a struggling new company.
As you moved on, you guys were out, you're building this business, you did something else that was very creative to get people to come into your location.
Well, we did a couple things. Number one is the main workforce for Napa Valley lives either in the southern end of Napa or further south and east in either Solano County or in the Fairfield-Sacramento area because the housing is so expensive in Napa. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, you know, we should just be in the heart of Napa Valley. The more I thought about it was if I do that, my employees are going to have to drive an extra 30 to 40 minutes each direction every day to come to work. And so instead, we picked a location south of Napa, near the Napa Airport, which is about 20 minutes from my home and about 15 to 20 minutes from most of our employees' homes, so that it was more centrally located. And we want to also take care of their time. If they have to spend extra time commuting, then that is not time they can spend with their families, and it's also not time they can spend productively working in most cases. So that was a very important factor.
Another one was how you brought customers into the location. That was a good one. That was an efficiency.
You're talking the original winery at Robert Mondavi. Oh, that was fun. In, again, 1968, 1969, we had a beautiful new winery. We had like four or five total employees in 68 and 69. And we're there on Saturdays and Sundays waiting for visitors to come in and taste our wine. And guess what? No visitors were coming in. So I got in my pickup truck, and I went out of driveway and turned right and went about three-quarters of a mile south to the little town of Oakville. And starting around 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, I would drive very slowly on the main highway that three-quarters of a mile, hoping that a number of cars would stack up behind me before I made my left turn into the winery. And and I'd put my arm out in the signal, and I'd slowly turn into the winery. And about 50, 60% of the time, at least one or two cars would follow me in the driveway. And I'd get out of the car and say, good morning, welcome to Robert Mondavi Winery. I'd love to give you a tour and have you taste some wines.
I love it. You've got to come up. You didn't have the money to advertise too much back then.
And we had no money to advertise, and we couldn't afford to hire people to work on the weekends if we weren't selling wines. And so I said, you know, I'm working 5 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day, just making the wine and then trying to sell it on Saturday and Sunday. I've got to do something to stimulate the weekend sales so we can hire someone so I can get a day off now and then.
Unbelievable. But, you know, it's amazing. You never really realize what you're capable of until you're faced with a crisis.
Necessity is the mother of invention. Instead of wringing your hands and saying, oh, this is terrible, say, what are the opportunities? Is there something we can do? Figure out what everybody else is doing, but then try something different and better.
Absolutely. I mean, the true test of a business leader and entrepreneur is a healthy dose of crisis, and that will separate the leaders from the lemmings.
Absolutely.
Michael, going back, your father was a pretty tough guy, just like the father Steve Forbes had a tough father Malcolm. Jim Perdue had a tough father Frank Perdue. What was it like working with your dad? What was the most serious lesson you learned from him by him being so tough? Because I know he had a strong personality.
Yeah, well, what I learned from him is that my job description changed every time he came back from a business trip.
Mm-hmm.
I may have authority over one thing as winemaking one day, and the next day, no, he wanted to make changes. And so it was difficult in understanding what I would call the accordion of authority or not so much authority. Once I got to the point of saying, you know, I'm going to outlive him.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do here is learn from him so I can assist in growing this business, because he was dynamic. He's a taskmaster. He was not the greatest delegator. And I said, you know, I could fight that, and it's a battle we'll both lose, or I can kind of roll with the punches and try to exceed my own personal objectives for quality of work with him.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'll never exceed his objectives for what he wanted me to do or what he wanted my brother or other employees to do. He was such a taskmaster, he would always raise the bar so you were just a step below it.
Amazing. Always kept you fighting to be more successful and to have the ability to adapt as well.
Yes, but he was also equally demanding of himself.
Oh.
And that's what made, to me, the big difference. That's why my brother, myself, and others would stay with him, even though he was very difficult from delegation and he was a real taskmaster, because he held himself to the same standard. That was very, very stimulating in a positive way.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today is Michael Mondavi. We'll be right back, folks, on Legends of Success.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You know who they are, and now you get to meet them. These are America's Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. We are back with Michael Mondavi. I'll tell you what, folks. I said to you before, Michael, you ought to give up the wine business and come in radio. You're pretty good.
Oh, well, thank you very much, but I love the wine business.
Well, maybe we should get on the radio and drink some wine. That's what we ought to do.
Well, we could do that. I'd look forward to do that in the future.
I know. Next time, Billy and I will come out, and we'll see you. We'll get a studio out there locally, and we will do that. We'll taste and we'll talk. How's that?
Great. That'll be fun.
Hey, looking back, Michael, you've got a lot of experience, an awful lot dealing with consumers. Is there any advice or any observation that you've made over the years where CEOs and business entrepreneurs and business owners are missing the mark when it comes to dealing direct with consumers? Any major flaws that you see?
Yeah, I think the key is, number one, you need to understand your consumer. And number two, you have to respect your consumer.
Give me an example. Right.
In the wine business, a lot of people say, oh, the American public, they don't know that much about wine, so we can just make this less expensive blend and they won't know the difference. I totally disagree with that. And I have set up wine tastings where I have three or four experts and half a dozen novice wine consumers. And I give them the same panel of wines, three of them very, very good, three medium quality, three that are not so good. And the novice and the experts in the panel will pretty much line them up in proper order.
Really?
They may mix, the novice may mix a poor one and a medium one, or a good one and a medium one, but they will not mix poor and good. And what that showed me was that the novice will say, this one doesn't taste very good, this is okay, but I really like these other wines. You ask them why, and they'll say, because it just tastes better. Mm-hmm. You ask the expert why, they'll bore you to tears describing the wine. But that taught me, make wines, whether it's a $10 bottle of wine or a $100 bottle of wine, that tastes good, whether you're a novice or an expert.
And that's, it's just sticking to the basics of respecting quality, and don't think you're going to fool a consumer. Consumers are incredibly bright, and you can't fool, you just can't fool the people, Michael.
Right, and our big job is to produce quality wines that invite them to enjoy that wine with food and to invite them back to the glass for another sip.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be right back on Legends of Success with more of Michael Mondavi.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, and we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
From startup and survival to success and significance, you'll hear how they did it. Legends of Success.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we're visiting with our friend Michael Mondavi, one of the mentors that you have had before, and one of the mentors you have now, which is the one and the same, is Fresco Baldi. Why were they so important, and why was this family business so important to your learning experience?
Well, the Fresco Baldi family is a 31-generation family in Tuscany, near Florence in Italy. And over 700 years, they have been growing grapes and producing wines as a family entity. And I asked Vittorio Frescobaldi, how is it that your family has survived 31 generations and most families in America and California, and particularly the Mondavi family, has trouble getting even to the second or third generation as a family business? And he said, first, it's very difficult, but the key that he gave me was so beautiful and so simple. teach the young people of the future generations, well, their children, to handle conflict resolution amongst themselves, amongst the peers of their generation. And if they can have conflict resolution amongst themselves while the older generation is still alive, then there's a very good chance they can do it when the older generation is gone.
How many generations is Fresco Baldi?
31.
This is beyond belief, and it goes back to the family philosophy. And Michael, you once quoted, I wrote down, and you said before that we have stepped back and we have asked, as the Fresco Baldis do, is this good for the family? So often people say, is this just good for the business and sacrifice the family along the way?
Yeah, they're basically, to me, three key questions. Is it good for the family?
Yes.
Is it the right thing to do for the family and the business?
Mm-hmm.
And is it good for the long-term health of the business?
Right.
And if you are a private, family-owned business, I think you have the luxury of asking those questions. If you're a public company, and I was in that position for over a decade, there are times when you don't have the luxury. You have to say, what do I have to do to make the financial analysts happy for the next quarter?
Michael, eventually Robert Mondavi sold out for over $1 billion. And you and your, well, I'll tell you, you can let the listeners know, who did you form Folio with? This is a nice story.
Well, this was fun. I had, again, the pleasure of being 61 years old when I formed the company. Mm-hmm. My son and daughter were in their early 30s. Mm-hmm. They both worked in the business for a number of years and loved it. And so the big lesson I learned when Robert Mondavi was sold was that the family members and a few of the executives with stock options received some very nice monies when they sold their stock. Yeah. The vast majority of the employees did not own much stock, and therefore they just continued, or a third of them were actually laid off after the sale. And I felt that I and my family had failed our employees because they should have all been greater shareholders. So I said, I'll make different mistakes in the future. I won't repeat that. So day one, we set aside 12% of the ownership for the employees. And my wife and I have 10% of the ownership, and my son and daughter have 39% each.
I love it. That's awesome.
And I believe in the future, when my wife and I ride off into the sunset, the Folio company will retire our stock, and that will become available for future employees.
That's great. Well, you're thinking of future generations and the employees, which I've always said that your coworkers, your team, your employees, it's the most important and most valuable asset that's not reflected on a balance sheet, unfortunately, but is the most valuable asset there is in a business.
And you just reminded me of one of the key things that we also do here that has been so valuable.
Yep.
And one of the things we talk about is we constantly want to catch people doing things right and celebrate their success. Too many people try to catch people doing things wrong, and that creates negativity and frustration.
Mm. Michael, what differentiates Folio? We've got a few minutes left. What makes you great? What's your hot brand? What's hot today?
Well, the Fresco Baldi brand is our primary brand in Italy, but we have the luxury of working with great families. We work with the Rallo family from Sicily with their Dona Fagata wines and the Polagatta family from the Veneto region of Italy, who produce a spectacular Prosecco, and especially for people who are thinking about holidays or entertaining. Prosecco is a great, great sparkling wine that you can enjoy throughout the entire meal, not just as an aperitif. We also have the luxury of working with a number of small families from Spain. The largest producer there makes only about 10,000 cases of wine a year, but the families are so dedicated to their soil and their style of wine. We just had a wine called Vallac, V-A-L-L-L-L-A-C-H, rated as one of the top wines in the world by Decanter Magazine. And the portfolio of wines that we have at Folio Fine Wine Partners, we only have 110 total wines that we import or produce, and 63 of them this year alone have been rated 90 points or above, and it's the highest ratings per any wine portfolio in the country.
That's just fabulous. All new businesses know it generally takes twice as long and twice as much money to get a new business running to where you want it to be, but it sounds like if you got the great foundation and respect the business as a business, too, you're not going to miss, especially if you're surviving to thriving in times like this.
Well, the customer is still the boss, and if you deliver quality to your consumer will respect you and come back. If you don't deliver quality to your consumer, you don't deserve having that consumer support you.
Well, I am so glad that you helped support our program, and we want you back, Michael Mondavi.
Well, thank you, and it would be an honor and pleasure to be back with you.
I would also like to give a special thank you to Lisa Moss from Michael Mondavi's office for her assistance in arranging today's interview. Also, our team here at Legends of Success, Michael Parks, Lori Gunder, and each and every week, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick. And folks, most importantly, thank you. I appreciate you being here each and every week. And I really hope you're getting something out of this program. We work hard to deliver you the best content we can find with the best people. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.